Yud Aleph Eor, Thursday the 26th of April, that by Dov Ber Cowan, the Haftorah Connection Conundrum. It's Latin.
We'll see.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Rishus. I've made a little collection of sources here. So it's in the closet. I just wanted to give them out.
Share between two in a few places.
So, in preparing for the show this morning, Sadden was wondering. There's so many in Yanim at the moment. This Ras Omer, there's the Parshas, this week Achrei Mois and Kedoshim together. And I decided to take a look at the Haftaras to see what was the Haftarah for the Shabbos. And of course, when looking in the Chumash, it became clear to me that when it comes to this week's Haftarah, in particular this week being a joint Parsha, Achrei Mois and Kedoshim together, there seems to be a tremendous amount of confusion as to what is the right Haftarah to say. And so the aim of the shiur today is to really look into that, to understand a little bit about what is the confusion, perhaps why there is such a confusion. And it is actually really fascinating. If you look at, obviously, at just the first page of what I've given out, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, in Halacha, the Simen Chaf Ches. If you see, I didn't bring the whole of the Shulchan Aruch here, but we know that the general rule when it comes to Haftarah is that when the two parshas are together, you will always do the Haftarah of the second parsha. This is the klal, this is the rule for all the Haftarahs when they are together. Except we have, when it comes to this Shabbos, if you look in the Ramah, you'll see just down in the Ramah, he says here, "Vishkaron shtei parshios maftirin ba'achrona milvad ba'achrei mois ukedoshim the maftirin halor kivnei kushim she haftaras achrei mois." So the Ramah is telling us that this is the exception to the rule that when it comes to this week's parsha, we do the haftara halor kivnei kushim, which is from Amos. It's the last parak in Amos. In fact, it's it ends the nevuah of Amos, and says the Ramah, this is the haftarah that we say when they are together. So really, the big question is, and of course, Ramah's not basing it on his own; he's basing it on the Mordechai in Megillah, and also Sefer Minhagim. That's Rav Yitzchak Tirnau, which is in the 1400s already. So the big question we have here is why would it be that we have a general rule for all of the parsha of the year, and we have a general for all the parsha when they're together, connected. What's so special and different about this week's parsha, about these two together, that we should change the rule? What's so unique and different? Our question really is on the Ramah, on the Mordechai, on the Minhagim, Sefer Minhagim. Why would you change this around? What would be the reason why we do that? And maybe looking into this, and kind of we'll have a look at the Matan Moshe, we'll look at the Levush. There's a very long Levush on this. It's written in a number of places. This is one of the most msubach, one of the most complicated in the end when it comes to Haftarahs in the whole year, this whole discussion as to which one we do. So perhaps we'll look through it together and try and understand what forced the hand of the Minhagim, what forced the hand of the Ramah when it comes to his halacha lemaisa. And by the way, of course, the Minhag for most of us, most Ashkenazi Jews, the Minhag for us is to do like this, is to do the exactly what the Ramah says, even though there are some communities in Germany and other places where they don't. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a second. There are spaces where they don't. We'll talk about a specific, a very interesting Minhag they have in Yerushalayim, which we'll mention too. But we do go like the Ramah, so we have to ask, why would we Yotzim Laklal? Why would we change things around just for this week's parsha? And just interesting enough, just before we kind of go with that, it's interesting to know that maybe one of the reasons why there could be such confusion as to which is the right Haftarah to save, whether the Haftarah of Kedoshim or the Haftarah of Acharei Mois. It could well be that because it's actually quite rare that you would have Acharei Mois and Kedoshim that are read separately in two different weeks, whereas when one is not either Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodesh. I saw written down that this can be a gap of either 3 years or 43 years. You can have a 43-year gap, apparently, whereby you would have Acharei Mois and Kedoshim being read on separate weeks where neither of them is either Rosh Chodesh or Erev Rosh Chodesh. So perhaps already from the start we could say that could be a reason why there's confusion. You know, if you went 43 years without doing this, someone turned around, well, what did we do last time? Well, we weren't here. No one knows. No one's exactly sure what the Minhag Makom is. We weren't here. Maybe back in medieval and pre-medieval times, they weren't sure, and therefore that could be a reason why there's such a confusion as to exactly what should be the Haftarahs. But let's go in. First of all, so we see that the Haftarah, again, there's a discussion as to what's the Haftarah for Acharei Mois. Different opinions. The one that we go with is the Haftarah should be the Haftarah from Amos, like we said, of Halok B'nei Kushim, which I've given it, and it's in the little source sheet that you have. If you want to take a look, you could see that it's the Haftarah from Amos. Halok b'nei kushim, atem li b'nei Yisrael, no Hashem, alo, es Yisrael, leisi meretz Mitzrayim, uflishtim mekafto v'aram mikir. This is the Haftarah that's given. Obviously, we always want to know what's the connection somehow between the Parsha and the Haftarah. And so in this particular case, one could say that, you know, here in the Haftarah, it seems that the Am Yisrael are compared to the b'nei kushim. Rashi there in Amos makes it very clear this is not something positive. This is something negative, in fact. And it's saying that Am Yisrael, you know, you're acting, you know, with such security. Amos lived at a time when Am Yisrael were doing pretty well in the land. There was security. There was wealth. But Am Yisrael acting in a way which is improper, which is full of avarice. And he says you're acting as if you are secure, and that you have, you know, your yichus going back all the way, you know, you can be protected. But he says, no, take a look, what you're doing, you're like Kvnei Kushim, just like Kush ben Cham, ben Noach, the acts of Cham, so too you are doing Bnei Yisrael. Don't turn around and say, well, we're so special, because look, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, so we're a special nation, with Amon Nifcha. The answer is no. Who says, you know, just like I took you out of Mitzrayim, I also took out the Plishtim from Kaftor, and I also took Aram from Kir, so don't think you're so special. And if you don't behave, and if you're not correct, the land will spit you out and you'll have to leave. Which, of course, is the link to the Parsha in Acharei Mois, in Yudches, in Pasuk Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches. Then the Parsha says, Shmatem Atem Es Hukoi Sai, Ves Mishpatai, Velo Sassu Mikol, Hatay Vaisaila, Ezracha, Ger, Vagab, Esokichem. You have to do my mitzvahs and watch what you do. Ki es kolat toi voice ha'el, Asu Anshei Ha'aretz, Ashelef Nechem, Vetitama Ha'aretz. They did this already, the people that are living in the land, and they caused the land to become completely impure. And therefore Hashem warns us, Velo Saki Ha'aretz Etchem, the land potentially will spit you out, so don't do that. Don't act in the way of the people that were before, because the land can spit you out. So there we see the connection between the Haftarah from Amos and the Parsha in Acharei Mois Kedoshim. So that's the verse. Now, when it comes to the Haftarah of Kedoshim, so there it gets very misbach, very confused. There are up to 7 different opinions as to what should be the Haftarah for Parshas Kedoshim. If you look in the regular Chumashim, the Art Scroll Stone one, they have 2 versions. One is the regular one, and one would be, I think, this Italian custom, many different customs. There are actually 2 given in the regular Chumash. But it seems to be that, at least for a regular mainstream Ashkenazi jury, the Haftarah that's given is Yechezkel. It's the Chaf Beis. It's the 22nd chapter of Yechezkel. And there, again, I have it here for you if you'd like to look. In that paragraph, it's the very, very last page. Vahid dvar Hashem elai lemor, v'ata ben Adam, hasishboit es ir hadamim, v'hoda'ata es kol to'o vaseha. So in this part, in this... Nevuah from Yechezkel, the situation in Yerushalayim is described, and the connection is clear that the Parsha of Arias in Parshas Kedoshim, which lists all the various arayos and all the punishments that will be given for them, we see in the Haftarah of Kedoshim, which is given of Hasishboit, that Am Yisrael did those things, that they were involved in those things, and of course their punishment of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed is about to happen. And therefore we see the strong connection between the two. So now we come back to the question, the original question we have on the board. Okay, we have two Haftaras. Amos is going with Achrimois. We've got the Chezkel for Kedoshim. So why does the Minhagim, why does the Mordechai, and why does the Ramah Paskin, that we should switch things around and only do the Haftarah of Achrimois when the two parshas are connected? What was forcing his hand? What was the reason why we don't like to buck the trend? We don't like to do things different. We like to have it clean and clear, as general rule for everything. Why on earth would we start changing things around dafka in this situation? So, in order to try and understand, there was lots to say here, lots of different places to look, and lots to be said exactly as to why that there are so many confusions. One of the confusions is that really Hasishboit should be the Haftarah for Achrimois, and Halok Kavani Kushim should be the Haftarah for Kedoshim. There are so many different opinions around, but just to make it Chad V'Chalak, at least for this morning, let's take a look at the Mater Moshe. The Mater Moshe was from Rav Moshe Avraham, from a town upon which I can't pronounce, Przemil, maybe somebody can help me out with that. Przemil, thank you. Which is near Krakow, in the second half of the 16th century. And the Mater Moshe, although he goes into quite detail, like I said, there are many different sort of avenues and approaches to this sugya, but I'd like to focus at least on this one. The Mater Moshe brings the Gemara in Megillah. It's a Mishnah and a Gemara, which I'm going to show you now. And based on this, he will explain to us why everyone's hand has been forced and why we will switch things around. So here in the little source sheets, you have the Mishnah is in Chafei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah, I've underlined the last part of the Mishnah. It says, we're talking here in Megillah about the various parts of the Torah or Tanakh that one should or shouldn't translate or read out loud. And at the end of this Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Maftirin Bohaydais Yushalayim. One shouldn't do the Haftarah from Hodais Yushalayim. One shouldn't say that Haftarah, you should avoid it. And if you go into the Gemara, there's a Ma'aseh that's brought down, and it's again, if you turn the page, you see the Gemara there. The Gemara says, which I've made a siman for you, Hodais Yushalayim is Tovaseya. Nikram Umutagam. So this Hodas Yushalayim as Tovaseya, make known Yushalayim and all the abominable acts that have happened inside. You can read it, said Rabbanan, you can read it, and you can translate it. It's okay to do such a thing. Pshita, well, that's Pasha that you can do, that says the Gemara. No, the reason we're telling you this then is why. Lafuke mid Rebbe Eliezer. To take this away from Rebbe Eliezer was holding. Because we have this Maraisa, she's from Masechet Sofrim. Brisa says a following Maisa. Maisa, but Adam Echad, there was one man, Shahaya Koyre Lamala and Rabbi Eliezer. So he was standing on the bima above Rabbi Eliezer and he was reading out the Haftarah. And he read the Haftarah of Hodais Yushalayim Mr. Veseya. He read out this one of make known to Yushalayim all its abominations. Turns around, Rabbi Eliezer says to him, Amaloi, Ad Shata Bodek Betoivas Yushalayim, Tzeh Abdok Betoivas Imcha. You know, before you go on and say it out loud and start talking about Rabbim about the Tovas of Yerushalayim, go and check your own family tree. Go and check your own family situation before you start saying things in public about Yerushalayim. It says, Badku Acharav, they looked into it. They looked into it and they found, look, he was right, Rabbi Eliezer was right, that somehow he knew Baruch HaKodesh, of whatever reason, that there was a Shemetz Pasul, Yerushalmi says. They looked into it with Mamza. And therefore, it seems very clear from here, says the Mater Moshe, that any scenario one has where one can avoid speaking Barabim or laning Barabim, the Haftarah, which has any sort of connection to speaking about the Toivas Yushalayim, talking negatively about Yushalayim, about the acts that happened there, and then talking in a negative way, we would avoid that. In fact, you know, who would want to be the Baal Kora that gets up there in front of everyone and starts learning Haftarah? If this is a precedent in some way, this story from the Gemara Megillah, this is a precedent for us, then why would anyone volunteer such a Haftarah? People would avoid it and stay away from it. And therefore, says the Matan Moshe, this is forcing the hand of the Mordechai, of the Sefer Minhagim, and this is why the Ramah wants the Paskid, that when you have a choice between two Haftaras, you should read from Bnei Kushim and Mamos, or read from Hasishboit from Yechezkel. It's very clear, if you've got a choice, don't go with the one talking about Toivos in Yerushalayim. Don't go with that, and go with Halakha Bnei Kushim, say the one from Amos if you can. Always choose the one which doesn't have this link somehow to the Toivos in Yerushalayim. Now, there are some questions one can still ask on this. What about all the other places in Tanakh or Haftaras in the year that we have, when we do talk about, you know, the negative things happening in Yerushalayim? If there's one rule, one should apply it throughout. Obviously, we have the 3 weeks, with each one of those parshas isn't speaking very positively, although, you know, we have to think about what happened then. But that's one question. What about the rest of the year? And secondly, when we know what happens when Parshas Achrei Moed and Kedoshim are nifra, when they are separate, when they are different, we're still reading Hasishboit. So who's going to volunteer that Shabbos to get up and do it? Says the Matan Moshe, as they say in one Hebrew, Ein Breira, Ein Breira. You know, if you haven't got a choice, you haven't got a choice. If you're standing there and it's Parshas Kedoshim and it's on its own, and it says very clearly the Haftar is Hasishboit because of the connection to Parshas Kedoshim, in Ein Breira, you get up and you say Hasishboit. But it's still a shver. You know, in other words, if it's not good enough, we always prefer to. We'll always try and prefer to do the Haftarah of the last parsha, right? So that it will go smoothly from one to the other. We'll always try and do that. So it's Taka Shver, it's still problematic for the Matan Moshe, but we do have at least one reason, perhaps, why we will try and avoid saying the Haftarah from Yechezkel, and we'll say instead the Haftarah from Amos, which again, you could say it also speaks about the negative things that happened to the Yidden that what they were doing, but it seems to be certainly more Klal, it's talking about all of Klal Yisrael, rather talking just about Haman Yerushalayim. And of course the Parshas Kedoshim is talking about the bad things that all of Klal Yisrael are doing, not just Yidden and Yerushalayim, so maybe you could say it's a better connection. Everything seems to be okay. We have the questions, like I've mentioned, but at least we have a reason to understand why perhaps the Ramah et al. Are asking that we should go with Halakha B'Kushim. Then in walks the Levush with a big question, which some of you may have already picked up on, as to what is the Gemara even talking about? What Perek in Navi is it even talking about? Is that...
No, I was going to ask, I think you were saying it a minute ago. What's the reason why Lechatchila we would go with the second one?
The reason is Salik Mina, is that you always want to try and flow from the previous Parsha, from the Maftir. You go straight in from the second one, and you always want to link it back to the previous... To the last parsha, always.
Continuation.
It's like, almost like a continuation. You want to keep it flowing. It's the flow.
Yes, from this week to next week, rather than from this week to last week's.
Why would that be this week to last week's?
So if I go with the second one, Torah, then I'm continuing, if you like, from Kedoshim to Emor, but I'm skipping Achre.
Well, why would you go straight to Emor?
Sorry, what was the continuation? What was the point of
the Torah's continuation
of the second Haftarah? Why do I prefer the second Haftarah?
The second Haftarah, because it's
the hemshech of the lining into the Haftarah.
Yeah, that's one. So the whatever the theme was in the second Parsha, it's better to keep that theme. That's why always we'll go straight from one to the other. So that's why we're looking. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Can I just say,
Yes. That, and which is why many say that the Haftarah for Kedoshim is from Amos. Guys, I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur that there's many confusion. No, everyone seems very confused about this. But I want to just focus on one aspect of it, which is, again, the Levush in walks from the Levush. The Levush walks into this whole battlefield, so to speak, and he goes straight for the Matan Moshe. And he says, the Matan Moshe, you have not understood Bichlal, what is going on. The Vush is very clear. You say the Haftarah for Kedoshim, which is Hasishboit. Without a shadow of a doubt, that's the Haftarah you say. And of course, there are many minhag, like I said, in Europe, in Ashkenaz, that we do paskin like the Levush, mainstream not, but some do paskin like the Levush, that you for sure would say the Haftarah of Hasishboit and not to say from Amos. Now he goes into the Matan Moshe, and again, it's a very, very, very lengthy Levush, which there's so many different aspects and angles, but again, because of the time, I can't go into every single aspect of it. But the most important, the most... Tuf Tzadi Gimel, if you want to take a look inside. It's a very, very long piece there, but I want to focus on one thing, because it's so interesting, because really, it's a complete different understanding of the Gemara in Megillah. Says the Levush, and maybe you were all thinking this. I'm sure you were all thinking this already when you read it. I'm sure you were. That when it says there in the Mishnah, right, Eimavtim b'hoidais Yerushalayim, well, who said that is talking about the 22nd parak of Yechezkel, Chav Beis? Now, when you start looking into Yechezkel, there are a few places where it's talking about the Toivas in Yerushalayim, and also it makes mention of this phrase, Hoida as Yerushalayim, it makes mention of this. And says the Levush that when the fellow in our story, in the Gemara, got up to say the Haftarah, and by the way, this is one of the earliest references, Bichlal, at all, of anyone saying Haftarah. This is from the Tana, from Rabbi Eliezer, talking about Haftarah. It's one of the earliest references we have. When the fellow got up to say Haftarah, the Matan Moshe thinks he's saying the Haftarah of Chav Beis, of Yechezkel Chav Beis, which is the Haftarah HaZishpoit. Says the verse, no, you've totally misunderstood. It wasn't that. What he was saying was actually from Yechezkel in Tet Zion, which I've brought to the very, very, very end here. In Yechezkel, no, sorry, not the very end, it's just a few pages in. In Yechezkel and Tet Zion, which is a different, obviously it's a different paragraph, it's a different angle on talking about the Toivas Yerushalayim. And that was what he was... It's leaning. He wasn't leaning from Chav Beis, he was leaning from Tet Zion. So you turn around and say, well, what's the difference between one and the other? Talking about Toivas Yerushalayim, you should mention it. But Rabban says the Levush, this is the issue. The issue was this. And by the way, in understanding the Levush will understand why Rabbi Eliezer told this fellow reading the Haftarah to go and check his Yichus. Because Mark Kesher, why should he say to him, go and check your Yichus? What's the... Okay, so he spoke about the Torah. He should have said to him, go and check the Toivas, go and check your own masim, go and check what you're doing, go and check how you're behaving. But he doesn't say that, he says, go and check your yichas and your family. And the reason why is, if you take a look at Tet Zion, it says, Vahid Devar Hashem, Eilai Leimor, Ben Adam, Hoda es Yushalayim es Toivaseha. Make known inform, make known to Yushalayim its Toivas, its abominations. Vahamata, Koama Hashem Elokim, Yushalayim. Mechoroi Sayich, Umelodot Sayich, Me'eretz Kanani, Avich, Ha'emori, Ve'imech Chitis. Says Rashi that this is referring to when it says Avich Ha'emori, Ve'imech Chitis, is actually referring to Avraham and Sarah. And this is somehow in a almost a negative way, it's trying to remind the Am Yisrael that way back when you first started your journey, Abraham and Sarah, they didn't, you know, where they came from. They came from sort of the backgrounds that weren't so wonderful. And he's reminding Jewish people to look back and to see where you came from those roots, from Emor, the Emorim, the Chiti. Now, says the Levush, that's something, Dafka, that we don't want to talk about. Dafka, that point, says Levush, we'd rather not get up in public and publicize and make known and to really let everybody hear about how way back when Abraham is considered to be like an Emori and Sarah is like a Chiti. We'd never ever do that, and it's quite a bold statement to do that. In fact, by the way, just as an aside, this of Tet Zion, Yechezkel Tet Zion, is given as the Rambam says, this is the Haftarah for Shmois. Because if you look through the whole thing, there are many connections to the idea of being born and being taken out of Mitzrayim. So the Rambam, and therefore it is the halakha of the Rambam, is to say this for Shmois. And therefore it must have been that it was Parsha Shmois in the shul with Rabbi Eliezer. This guy gets up and he starts saying this Haftarah. And Eliezer says, you're talking about Imecha v'Avicha in such a way, talking about Abraham and Sarah, but Rabbim, go and check your Yichus, go and check your own Yichus. Before we start talking about Yichus of Klal Yisrael, go and check your own Yichus. And then he goes off and finds that there's a Shevetz Pasim in his own Yichus. So therefore, says the Levush, in an attack, a broadside on the Matan Moshe, you have totally misunderstood. This Gemara in Megillah was not talking about Chav Beis, Yechezkel Chav Beis. It was about Yechezkel Tet Zion. And the reason why we don't say it is because it talks about the Yichus, it talks about such a negative way. But of course, to speak about Toivos Yerushalayim, to talk in a general way about, so to speak, the abominations in Yerushalayim, you can do that, we can do that. And Adarabba, sometimes it's important to remind ourselves of what's happened and what's bad and to wake ourselves up to do tshuva, to come back to Hashem, and we can read about it, and we should read about it. So therefore, says the Levush, in no uncertain terms, you have got it wrong. Therefore, we should definitely say the Haftarah of Kedoshim is Hasishpoit, and there is no need to make this switch. Of course, he does also talk about Girsa changes and tell Sofrim and how the Mordechai and the Minhagim were coming to make sure that he didn't make any mistakes. I don't want to get into that because, like I said, we can go off on a whole avenue there. But the most important thing here is to understand that according to the Matan Moshe, and just to summarize, according to the Matan Moshe, the reason why we will not say the Haftarah of Hasishpoit is because it mentions the Soivos Bushalayim, and the Gemara Megillah has made it very clear that that's a bad idea. Questions were on this. Well, what about when it's Nifrad, and what about all the other times when we say Haftarahs, which speak negatively? Ein Bera, Ein Bera. When you come to the Bush, which says, no, it's not true. It's absolutely, you can see very clearly, to speak about Toivos Yerushalayim, you can do. It's just talking about Yichus. That is the problem. And therefore, we are left, if you look at the front, we see that the Halacha L'Rama holds very clearly that we still would say the Haftarah of Halok of Nei Kushim. And it's actually fascinating to know this, that there's a Minhag Yerushalmi. In Yerushalayim, they have a Minhag. I checked this out, I read it, and I also phoned up to find out, to double check this. There is a Minhag in Yerushalayim that they are so careful for the Ramah and for maybe what we see in the Matan Moshe, not to mention Toivos Yerushalayim, that when it happens that you have Achrei Mois and Kedoshim one after the other, they repeat the Haftarah of Halok of Nei Kushim. Yeah. They say 2 weeks in a row.
There's a short round here.
Oh, really? Is it, which?
Does the Halakhim they push you in a year like that?
Really?
Which, as you say, don't happen
very often. Not very often, yeah. So they do a week after, week, 2 weeks in a row, which is completely rare, to say that 2 weeks in a row, just to make sure that you don't come to say Hasishpoit, which maybe would give a reason to understand why the Matan Moshe says we always try and avoid if we can, and to say, and that's why, by the way, if you take a look at Halakha, that if in the previous week in Achrei Mois, if it was Erev Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodesh and you leaned the Erev Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodesh Haftarah that week, then you get to Parsha Kedoshim and you say, well, I should be Hasishpoit. No, read Halok Yivnei Kushim. Read that. Always try and avoid it. This is Mishnah Berurah brings down Halacha. The Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah that you have it in front of you. You can take a look and see there. And just again, just as an afterthought, I was thinking about this last night, maybe a little afterthought. Perhaps, I just want to, posit, perhaps it could be interesting, at this time of year we're in, time of the Omer, getting ready for Shavuos, and obviously the time of, we're all working on ourselves to get ready for Kabbalah Satorah, and we see in this week's Parsha, at least, there is one smach that you can have with Kedoshim, there's such an emphasis in Parsha's Kedoshim, on the Bein Olam HaVeroi, and all the mitzvahs after Recha Kamocha, Lotisnas Avicha B'Tivacha, so many mitzvahs dealing with Bein Adam L'Chavero. If we see that one should be so careful and one should have such sensitivity not to say something bad about Yerushalayim and not say something bad about the city, Kal v'chomer how much more so we should also be careful not to say anything about other people, to make words come out of our mouth that are negative, that are speaking badly about other people, and therefore we should be zoiche to see the second half of the Haftarah of Amos, of the Sukkot Stavon HaFelet will be rebuilt and we'll be back in Yerushalayim. Amen.
Yeah.